We have very high quality, high demand programs.
Damon College President Gary Olson spoke of the school's success after cutting the ribbon on a brand new academic and wellness center in the former YMCA building on Main Street in Amherst. As some private colleges have experienced a decrease in enrollment and financial losses, Damon is witnessing growth.
I mean, we exceeded our enrollment goals this year. And for a private, in this day and age, that's very, very hard. Because as you know, the number of college-age kids each year is decreasing. So we actually exceeded what we planned for.
But another private college, also located in the First Ring suburb of Buffalo, is reporting an enrollment hike. Villa Maria in Cheektowaga had a 21% enrollment increase over last year for this fall semester. Brian Emerson serves as Vice President for Enrollment Management and Student Services at Villa.
In the era of declining available number of students who are going to college in this area, that's a testament to show that Villa is a viable choice. There's a great value here and there's an excitement on campus.
Both Villa and Damon participate in Say Yes Buffalo, offering free college tuition to city school students. Damon has just 3 Say Yes Buffalo slots. Villa doesn't report limits. Emerson tells WBFO News Say Yes and affordability are major factors for the enrollment spike.
Our campus straddles the east side of Buffalo and Cheektowaga, and we're proud of our location and proud of our commitment to Buffalo and to Western New York. And I believe that we have the second largest, if not the largest, number of Say Yes students going to a private institution in Buffalo. So it's a commitment that the college has made to ensure that students from Buffalo get a great private education.
Villa launched a visionary plan last year that included new academic programs, adding intercollegiate athletics, and a new fitness center. Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.